Okay. So we're going to jump into, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It's not Communion Sunday. We won't get to chapter 11, but I want to spend a little bit of time in chapter 10. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, I want to read one verse to you, and then we'll start looking at it. We'll unpack it together. It says, no temptation, which could mean test or trial. And so just right away, let's pause there for a second. It doesn't say that you will never be tempted or tested or trial. That's really clear in Scripture. I wish I could say to you, hey, when you put Jesus in your heart, it's all gonzo. It says everything's perfect. Life is rosy. Woohoo, perfect. It says, no temptation will do something for you when you know Jesus. So no temptation, test, or trial has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is so faithful. Yes, Lord. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Praise the Lord. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can endure it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, when we hear that, we're going to put that on postcards. You're going to put that on your bumper sticker. You're going to sell this thing all over the place. But I need to know context. What was just said prior to that statement? Because that's what's going to help us. So that when we are tempted, we can go, oh, but I know this information because it's historical and I've seen it in my past. It's helping me. So when I am tempted, I'll know what to do with it. So you don't get into your temptation or your trial or your test and you have no tools to be able to face it well. You can look in the back of God's so, it said that, God's so faithful. He's so faithful. He'll be with you through the whole entire thing. So we can, one of two choices, and we're about to read it here in a moment. We can grumble and complain in the test or the trial. We can say, oh, God, where did you go? God, why have you let me down? God, why aren't you doing it the way I've been praying? And so we can start grumbling and complaining, and we're going to read that in just a moment, how those people did that. But never forget the simplicity of something like this. Christ died on the cross for all of yours and my sin. He rose again on the third day. He sits at the right hand of God. If we've confessed our sins and repented of them to him, and we've invited the Holy Spirit to live in our lives, we have a safe future in heaven. Why would we ever grumble or complain as Christians? Now, when I wasn't saved, I had lots to grumble and complain about because my life was going to hell in a handbasket. And it was crazy. I do understand that. It was full of fear, full of worry. But now I have Jesus in my life, and I'm guaranteed something we're going to read about in here. Why would I complain? We're sitting here in church this morning. We're opening God's word. There's nobody judging us for doing. Nobody's crashing down the door. We sit in this safe place. What do I have to complain about? Okay, there's things to complain about. Let's be honest. Let me show you something that happened to me yesterday. I brought a little example here. So yesterday, you know, I'm having my lunch and I thought, oh, there's something in the storage room that I need to add to my lunch. It'll be delicious. I go downstairs to the storage room. I pull something off the shelf. And I didn't even see it happen. All of a sudden, boom, I'm standing in a puddle of Zevia Orange Pop that's now sprayed all over my, lower, below the knees. It sprayed over everything in the storage room, and it cracked open like you had shotgunned the can here. Who would ever shotgun orange Stevia? I know you have two questions. Like, how does Pastor Robin even know what shotgunning is? The second thing, the first thing is you're like, I don't even know what shotgunning is. But anyways, there you go. I'll leave that alone. Let's just get rid of that quickly before I get into trouble. But it's all over everywhere. And I'm thinking, it's my Sabbath in Jesus' name. What the heck? I'm stick.